Yo, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to The Winning State of Mind. It's your boy, Alex. And as always, we're going to dive into some content that I think will help you feel empowered, will help you feel emboldened, will help you feel like you're growing, and will help you feel like you're not alone. Because I feel that way a lot. I feel like sometimes I'm so crazy for wanting to not just settle or not just go through life watching or waiting or just kind of taking it for what it is. That's not a stunt in no way, shape, or form. So I like hardly ever say that, you know, like I just don't want to present it like that. But that's the truth, is that I do feel alone a lot in the way that I think. And I just feel like a burden whenever I bring it up to a lot of people that don't find the same sentiments interesting or they don't relate to thinking those thoughts. So that's why I appreciate every single person that tunes in and listens, because it really means a lot to me, not only, but I'm the least of what the benefit is. The benefit is that we are able to build, we're able to create a community of people that they're just trying their darndest to really get what they want out of life and are not taking no for an answer. That's what I want to cultivate around here by creating the Winning State of Mind and by making this a community where we can have a people that we look to what we can do, we look to who we can help, and we see what we can be. So that way, when trial or tribulation or just something we haven't done before comes, that we're already prepared. And that was a perfect segue into the point I had with this whole episode, which is basically, excuse me, how much control do we really have? How much control do we really have over our lives? How much control do we really have over getting what we want out of life? And how much control do we really have over the situation in hand and in front of us, period? Let's talk about these things. So in control of ourself, I should say to start and begin with the control that we have over ourselves and our own actions, I believe that we have the greatest control over how we react and how we respond. Anything that's not how we react or how we respond that doesn't start with R right there, that's when we start to get a little bit outside of the ballpark, I think, of what's realistic and what's not. And the reality is, unless somebody ties your hands and your legs and completely immobilizes you, then there's basically no such thing as there's someone else keeping you from doing something. Like, unless you are completely subdued and bound, there's no way that you can ultimately, for the rest of your life, for eternity, be captured by someone else. And that's the thing. When these ancient civilizations, they had these torture devices where they were putting whole human bodies in metal cages that fit their body, or they were putting them in these steel boxes with spikes in them and closing it kind of like a metal, like an iron suit. Those are the types of techniques that people use to make sure you didn't go anywhere. And before somebody says something like, oh, I'm trying to victim shame now people that are overpowered or something like that, that's no and not in any way what I'm saying. Not at all. What I'm saying is, in terms of putting your mind to something that you want out of life, we're speaking from a completely self-improvement. We're talking from this aspect of getting something and obtaining something, right? A mission or just a better lifestyle that you want to live. You got to not take anything that isn't yes for an answer, right? And you got to take no for that answer when it comes to, okay, well, unless the no is beneficial, Like if you're trying to lose weight and somebody's making a plate of brownies, well, you're probably going to want to say no there, but in a way you're still saying yes. You're saying no to the brownies, but yes to my goal, yes to my commitment, yes to my dedication, yes to my sacrifice. Although I don't want to be there, although I don't want to do this all the time, yes, I'm still going to make it because the overall goal is more important to me. I'm going to delay my gratification so that I can get the greater amount of gratification in the future. Now, the concept of gratification, that's probably something I'll talk about on a future episode, because if you're really going to ask a question, the real question is, well, why do we need gratification, period? And you could really put a lot of reasons in there to kind of fill that. But what I think, just to keep it kind of short, is that we are a people that we value material things, and not even just clothing or cars or money, but things that are made of this world because we are of this world. And the thing that separates us other than any other animal, like I was actually thinking about this the other day, I'm not too sure how spirits and souls work in animals, but one thing I do know is that we are the only existence on this planet, in this world that we know of, excuse me, that can communicate, speak sentences, and can interpret things, that can understand life and create and problem solve. And I mean, animals can problem solve and create, but that can do what we can do, that can build buildings and, excuse me, that can make vaccines and do all this stuff. We can literally do all this, and no other being on this planet has ever been able to do it. So it just leads me to believe that there's a reason for us to do it, but also we are not only material, we are spiritual. And so we can't forget that we have a duality to ourselves that we must pay attention to. We are not only material, but because we are material and because we're viewing, I can't see the spirit. Spirit is invisible to me, at least in my mind. And I believe that God is immaterial. So I don't believe that I can see God. Now, maybe once I'm immaterial, I can see God. Or however the afterlife works, I am not completely sure. I did not dive in to find a complete understanding yet. I'm still trying to figure out to myself, okay, like, am I doing everything that will go towards where I need to be? And that's another story as well, because like if you're a believer of the gospel and of Jesus, then there's nothing you need to do really besides believe that Jesus died for your sins. So that's just really interesting. I bounced off a lot of points there, and I'm not trying to convert anyone. I'm just saying what goes on in my mind, and that's where I've gotten to. But it is really interesting that we are the only people that think in this way. So how can we limit ourselves to what we can do just because we can't defeat ourselves? Like, how can we let ourselves limit ourselves? And that's why I think it's the most important to just keep going and to be consistent, and with knowing how much control you have over your life, period, let that also aid in your consistency, right? That brings into my next point of being realistic and being rational about the control. Well, we know that we can control how we respond and how we react, but can I control where I'll be in 5 years? Well, only to an extent, right? I can control that as much as I can, because I can take steps every day, right? If I make a goal to be a millionaire in 5 years, then I can do the steps and map it. And even if I did every single day perfectly, there's no guarantee that I'll get there. And there's also still no guarantee that something outside won't affect me that could prevent me from getting there. So do I have control in the situation in front of me as I sit and record this podcast? Yes, I can get up. I can shut this podcast off now if I want to. But I still only have an amount of control of the situation, because I could just be gone. And I could do anything. Anything bad could happen to me at any point in time, right? That's the reality of the situation. So I still don't have complete control. I can only control how I react. And sometimes I feel like you can't even do that. If you're conscious of the fact, I guess that you're still controlling it. But if you go unconscious, then you're out of control completely. So again, it just goes to that fallacy that we have of humans of thinking that we can control a lot of things, especially in the future. Sooner rather than later. I was going to say before it's too late, but just sooner rather than later, that you can only control so much. So there's no point in getting worked up and stressed out about what could happen in the future when there's no guarantee that any of that can't happen, period. And you might be saying, oh yeah, I've heard this like plenty of times. Like, yeah, all right, I'm just going to do whatever. But no, it's a matter of, am I giving myself grace or am I just going with the flow? Because giving yourself grace and going with the flow, those are two different things. See, grace is divine. Grace is something that we all need because we're not perfect. And even if we give our best to work a perfect line, we're still going to go crooked somewhere. We're still going to mess up. We're still going to fall out of line somewhere. It's impossible for anybody to walk a straight line. But grace is what corrects the course, right? So you could walk a straight line. Destination's right in front of you, but the line you walk, it might actually have you walking backwards. But only through grace does grace turn that little twitch that threw you off track. Only does that realign you and say, hey, I get it. I understand. You did your best. I appreciate you. You're amazing. Keep going. And then boom, it gives you that extra push and that extra motivation to keep walking that line. That's the beauty and power of grace. And that's what we all get. I don't know if we deserve it, because what we deserve is a lot of things. But I don't know if they're all good. And I don't know if we deserve anything good as humans, period. But one thing that is debatable in my mind is grace. Should we as imperfect beings be able to receive a perfect grace because we need it? Well, perfect grace, I feel like, is the only thing that can fill in and replace, and that can correct, and that can save, and that can heal, and that can love, and that can transform and change. Perfect grace. Right? So realizing that you can only control so much of the situation, now grace comes in, swoops you, and helps you even learn more about yourself that you didn't even know before. It allows you to explore different dimensions of yourself within yourself, and it allows you to internalize new parts of yourself that you didn't even know existed. Like if you're taking new chances and doing things you've never done before, you're staying uncomfortable and getting uncomfortable, doing the things that hurt so that you can feel better in the end, so that you can look back and say, wow, I did that. That, I think, is the epitome of choice and the epitome of understanding how much choice you have. And I have a quote on my wall. Shout out Courtney Frey. Courtney Frey actually posted this once on Instagram, a good friend of mine. And she said, in this blog post that she posted, it was about manifestation, and I don't have it. I had it on my wall, but I took things down so that I could clean my walls. But what it did say is, oh, actually, I have it right here. Manifestation is not magic. It's transforming and healing from the inside out. It's dedicating ourselves to growth and committing to a path that leads to this. So I'm going to read that again. Manifestation is not magic. It's transforming and healing from the inside out. It's dedicating ourselves to growth and committing to a path that leads to this. That is what manifestation is. It's the dedication and the commitment to growth, to love, to healing, to I'm going to love myself the most I've ever been loved ever that I can even think about besides someone that can love more than me. I'm going to give myself an extreme amount of love, almost an uncomfortable amount of love, because I need that. Because that, again, it comes down to, is that something we deserve? Maybe we do. And maybe only perfect love can save us, and that's why we deserve it. Because we do deserve to be saved. Maybe that's the right thing, but something's got to give, right? Just before I get down any rabbit hole, something has got to give. And I do believe that in your situation and in the purpose of your life and my life and our lives. I don't think the point of our lives is to suffer, but I think it's to learn from suffering that there's a greater meaning to life and that there's a greater purpose beyond it, beyond suffering, beyond what we can feel, beyond what we can see, hear, taste, touch, see. That is the real reason for us existing in the first place. And I don't know what that is for everybody. And I'm not going to try to tell you I know what it is, or if you don't agree with what it is that I believe, then you're wrong. I'm not here to do any of that stuff. I'm here to just have conversations, to bring it up and put it in your mind to help you think, oh, okay, intentionality, right? What are my options and what can I do? And now that I've figured out, I do want to do something I haven't done before. I do want to be better. What can I do and what does that look like? What are my choices? Oh, okay, so I really don't have that much choice. Great. Well, actually, that's a blessing. That's easy that you don't have that much choice. Imagine if you had 10 million choices to make. Can you imagine doing that? No, it's hard for us to make 10 choices. It's hard for us to make 5 choices sometimes in a day. Jeff Bezos says that's why he needs 8 hours of sleep a day, because he's making 6 or 5 or 6 choices a day, but they're worth millions of dollars, right? He's only making 5 to 6 choices a day, but they're worth millions of dollars. So what choices are you making? Are your choices worth years of love, years of value, years of money? What is it, right? Make sure your choices are worth something, because there is no such thing as a choice that just happens. I just don't think we're programmed biological meat sacks that have no responsibility. I think being a human is the essence of being responsible and being held responsible and accountable. And I think that is one of the only things that separates us from any other thing in this universe, is the fact that we are accountable. No other animal, species, organism holds themselves accountable at all. We are the ones that have a justice system. Why does justice matter? Does justice happen when eagles are killing rabbits? Does that happen when rabbits aren't killing anything else, but they're the ones getting killed? Is that justice? I don't know. To me, I don't think so. But that happens every day, right? So does that make it okay? Does that make it good? Or does that just make it what it is? Does that just make it what it is? And it's up to us to try to understand it more and rationalize it. So I'm sorry I had to snap there, but that's just the inner machinations, all right, of my mind. And those are some of the thoughts that I've been having that I think will help every single person that's listening to this podcast. So thank y'all. I'm just going to cut this off here. It's been about 20 minutes or so. That was a great episode. If you liked it, let me know. Please reach out. Let me know what you want to hear. If you want to be on the show, reach out to me and we can make that happen as well. And just continue to be easy on yourself. Give yourself grace, give yourself love, and give yourself time most of all. And give yourself the space to grow and to learn and to not have to be perfect, because no one's perfect. We all mess up and we all make mistakes, and we're going to always continue to make mistakes. But at the end of the day, we're always going to learn from those mistakes, and we'll always have a choice to either use it to help us be better or to let it hurt us and keep us down in the same spot. So ultimately, the choice is up to you. And with that being said, yeah, man, let me know what y'all think. Thank you again for listening. And I'm going to catch y'all in the next episode. Peace.